This program is brought to you by the Genesis Communications Network, a world leader in talk radio since 1998. Visit GCNlive.com today.
This is the Captain's America Third Watch, coming to you live from Tampa. Call in now and talk to Captain Matt toll-free, 877-969-8600.
I'm your captain.
He's on the air, taking on enemies foreign and domestic, and uniting Americans to the cause of liberty.
We will rally the world to this cause by our efforts, by our courage. We will not tire, we will not falter, and we will not fail.
America, hello world, and welcome to the Woo Tuesday morning edition of the Captain's America Third Watch. Right here, I am your host, retired fire rescue Captain Matt Bruce, with tomorrow's news tonight as we broadcast from my Salem Media Group, Tampa, Florida flagship station, to great radio stations all across America and around the world, too, via the internet and the satellite. And a special shout out goes out to our active duty military, our veterans, EMS, firefighters, police, hospital and ER room workers, 911 dispatchers, Customs and Border Patrol, security officers, the U.S. Coast Guard, and all those helping in the coronavirus effort, too, to keep us free and safe. Now, to everybody that's working on the Third Watch, thanks for keeping America rolling along, especially America's truck drivers, the men and women out there behind the wheels of the 18-wheelers. And let's not forget, you can follow this show on the Captain's America Third Watch on our Facebook page. Also, we're on MeWe, we're on Gab, we're on Parler, the same way, and we're on Twitter at Captain's America. Now, don't forget, you can also check out our website, the Captain's America Third Watch.com. All right, I'm going to say the Pledge of Allegiance and get going here. I pledge allegiance to the flag of the United States of America and to the Republic for which it stands, one nation, under God, indivisible, with liberty and justice for all. And we emphasize those two words, under God, because our great country was founded on Judeo-Christian values. Well, folks, at 5 a.m., we have an update on the tropical storm system. We're going to take a look at it right now. Now, the location of this storm was about 50 miles southwest of Key West, Florida, at 5 a.m., and it also was about 270 miles south of us here in Tampa. Now, maximum sustained winds are still at 60 miles an hour with some higher gusts. The present movement is north-northwest at 12 miles per hour. The minimum central pressure is currently 1007 megabars or 29.74 inches. And nothing has changed as far as the warnings and watches across our area. First of all, we have a storm surge warning in effect for the west coast of Florida from Bonita Beach all the way to Ocala River, including all of Tampa Bay. Storm surge could be 3 to 5 feet right here in Tampa Bay. We also have a tropical storm warning in effect for the Florida Keys from Craig Key westward to the Dry Tortugas, the entire west coast of Florida, from Flamingo northward to the Okolochne River. Now, we also expect deteriorations during the course of the day to get worse in our local area here, but we've got a little bit of a window to still get things done, so if you need to do something, you need to get out there this morning and get it done. I'd say if you haven't got it done by lunchtime, forget it. You're going to be out of luck. But it is what it is. And the weather being what it is right now, it's calm, the calm before the storm, they like to say, I guess. But the maximum sustained winds that are at 60 miles an hour with some higher gusts, slowly strengthening during the course of the day, is forecast through tonight. And Elsa could also be near hurricane strength before it moves and makes its move into landfall in Florida. Now, I told you that earlier. When it's out over this warmer water, don't be surprised if this thing doesn't creep upward in terms of miles per hour. But the problem is people don't necessarily get hurt with the wind. It's the drowning, the water, the power lines that go down. You should never walk anywhere near where you see a power line in the water. You shouldn't even think about walking in the water where there's a power line anywhere around. The closer you get to it, the sooner the risk is that you run of getting yourself lit up like a Christmas tree. But it will weaken. This storm will weaken once it moves inland. Now, where's it going to move inland at? Good question. Probably north of Tampa by the looks of what they keep showing us here and what we keep seeing and hearing, probably. And we just had a gust of wind at a Seaman station at Sand Key, Florida, of 45 miles an hour. Now, the tropical force winds extend out some 70 miles now. That's 10 miles before, longer than what it was before. So if this storm is hanging out there 20 or 30 or even 40 miles offshore, guess what? You're gonna find your 39-mile-an-hour winds right here all the way to Interstate 75. And that's probably what's going to happen as this thing moves up the coast. Now, it's not going to be something that's going to be hanging around forever. But we also need to keep in mind that we run the risk of a few tornadoes with all of this, because there's always, with a severe thunderstorm, a few tornadoes are possible today through tonight across the Florida Peninsula. The tornado threat will continue on Wednesday across the northern part of Florida, southeastern part of Georgia. That means you folks up there in Valdosta, you're going to feel the effects of this. And the low country of South Carolina, the tornado threat then should shift to the eastern Carolinas and far southeast part of Virginia on Thursday. And again, I told you, this is going right up the coast. So be advised of that. Rain-wise, looks like we're going to get several inches of rain here. Probably 3 to 5 inches of rain will be general. Could get up to 8 inches in some area. Obviously, there's going to be flooding. If you're in a low-lying area, I don't need to tell you what you need to do. You've been through it before. And I'll be right back with more. Don't go anywhere.
You're listening to the Captain's America Third Watch, heard live right here on this station from 2 to 6 a.m. Eastern Time, overnight Monday through Saturday. Call 877-969-8600 and tell us what's on your mind.
Yes, the pandemic is coming to an end. Restrictions are coming to an end. But body aches and pains never seem to end. That's why you need to click sunny-bay.com for the best sleep you can get. Sunny Bay's legendary products can help, like our lavender stress-reducing products, locally sourced and handmade in the USA. Or try Sunny Bay's award-winning pillows for traveling or extra neck support while sleeping. No need for pills or expensive chiropractic visits. Our neck support pillows are that good. Sunny Bay is a homegrown small business, but our products are designed and rigorously tested based on your demand and feedback. And they make great gifts for mom, dad, or anyone. Find Sunny Bay products on Amazon, Walmart, Etsy, or at sunny-bay.com. And right now, get free heat patches and a belt with any purchase. So remember, Sunny Bay heating pads, neck pillows, and stress-relieving hot or cold wraps. As restrictions come to an end and you get back to work, do it the healthy way with Sunny Bay.
Are you afraid to go to the mailbox because of letter after letter from the IRS? Are they stacking on more and more penalties and interest? By now, you know the problem won't go away on its own. Don't let the IRS chase you to your grave with penalties and interest and liens and levies. You need real help now. I'm Dan Pilla. I wrote the book on tax debt settlement, and I help thousands of people solve tax problems they thought couldn't be solved. I can help you too. Call 800-34-NO-TAX or go to my website, danpilla.com. That's danpilla.com. Danpilla.com.
Jake was in big trouble with the IRS. He owed how much?
$92,000.
$6,000.
Ouch. The IRS left no room for Jake to breathe.
They put a lien on my house, took all the money out of my bank account, took money out of my paychecks. So it was a nightmare.
He needed help fast.
I figured that all these companies were the same until I called Federal Tax Management. You could just tell they knew what they were talking about. Right then and there, I felt like I had some hope.
Stop the liens, levies, and garnishments fast and qualify for one of several special IRS programs that could reduce or even eliminate your tax debt. So, how'd it go for Jake?
They did what they said they would do. They came through for me. I ended up saving an unbelievable amount. I was so jazzed. I was extremely happy.
If you owe more than $10,000 in back taxes, take Jake's advice.
Give Federal Tax Management a phone call. If they help me, they can help anybody.
Call the Federal Tax Management Hotline now. 800-503-8625. 800-503-8625. 800-503-8625.
Anytime, any place, anywhere, radio remains the most intimate of all forms of media. At home, at work, in the car, on smartphones. Over 90% of consumers still listen to radio every week. That makes choosing radio as a place to advertise your business one of the best decisions you can make. Email advertise@gcnlive.com and partner up with an experienced GCN representative. Advertise@gcnlive.com. Easy, affordable, effective.
Life can be full of risks. One thing you shouldn't take a risk with ever is your family's health insurance. If you're self-employed or you now need affordable health insurance, you need to make this free call right now and see how the Health Insurance Helpline can help you get it. We specialize in helping the self-employed and people just like you that need affordable health insurance to get it. We have short and long-term health insurance plans, and some even cover dental, vision, and prescription drugs. Don't take a risk with your family's health insurance. It's not worth it. If you're self-employed or now need affordable health insurance, call right now and learn for free how to get it. Listen, affordable health insurance plans for everyone just like you are a free phone call away. So give us a shout right now.
800-670-0946. 800-670-0946. 800-670-0946. That's 800-670-0946.
This is Kyle Warren, the professor of politics, and you're listening to the fastest growing overnight radio program in America, The Captain's America, Third Watch, with host Captain Matt Bruce. Call us now at 1-877-969-8600. Take it away, Captain.
Thank you very much, Mr. Announcer Guy Kyle Warren. By the way, Moss Nissan brings you this part of the program. Remember, whatever it takes to be the best in the nation is their motto, and hardly a week goes by when I do not get a call from Sean at Moss Nissan asking me to meet one of their listeners that just bought a brand new Nissan. Now, it's amazing how they get customers from the Panhandle, South Georgia, all over Florida, Tampa Bay, up and down the East Coast, into the Midwest, and even as far away as Arizona. Now, Moss Nissan just can't be beat when it comes to pricing customer service. That's because you get Moss care for the life of your vehicle. That includes a free oil change, tire rotation. And don't forget, probably the best selection at Moss anywhere in the country. Over 800 new and pre-owned vehicles with all the colors and accessories you could dream of. Clean trade-ins right now, folks, are commanding a great resale price. I got $2,500 more for my vehicle when I traded up to get what I've got right now. So you can upgrade your vehicle, your ride, and maybe have a little extra money in your pocket. Now, I will tell you, Moss Nissan is the home of You Serve, You Save, where active duty military, veterans, first responders, church pastors all get taken great care of. And don't forget to take a test drive in the all-new Rogue, the hottest SUV in the market right now. Nissan locations are in Crystal River, Newport Richey, plus Nissan and Acura side-by-side on Ford Avenue in Tampa. Check them out online at Moss, M-A-U-S, Nissan.com. That's Moss, M-A-U-S, Nissan.com. And don't forget to tell them the captain sent you. All righty. We are going to cut to the chase here, and even though he's not around, we're going to play an Edwards Notebook. So get ready for that.
When I was growing up in Cleveland, parents taught their children to respect their elders and police officers. Hello, I'm Ron Edwards. On today's page from the Edwards Notebook, in recent months we have witnessed the obvious lack of parental instruction concerning how young people should properly address their elders and police officers. On one hand, there have been many youth attacks upon the elderly and also disrespecting police officers. In Chicago, police officers are now prevented from stopping young black females from hopping on their cruisers and performing gyrating dance moves. In Ohio, the State House recently passed House Bill 22, which stops the obstruction of justice, also including failing to follow a lawful order from police, distracting officers by throwing things at them, or coming close enough to touch them without the officer's consent. Of course, civil rights activists and other leftists are all bent because they say the bill will be used to crack down on protesters and black people. To that I say, don't start nothing, won't be nothing. And besides, only protesters, people throwing objects, and those confronting officers are mentioned in the bill. I'm Ron Edwards. Check out the RonEdwards.com.
There you go. The RonEdwards.com is the website. And normally you'd hear Ron right about now, but he's not around, so you're not going to. By the way, a special shout out to George the Godfather in the chat room. And yes, I will be at Mission Barbecue for lunch today. And hello to Eric. And Eric, you've got a good point there, and I'm going to mention it right now. Eric in Seminole said I should remind people to never, ever, never, ever run a power generator in a confined space, whether it's a garage or a porch or a side room or whatever, because carbon monoxide is the silent killer. And you're right. Many, many people will fire up a gasoline generator and stick it in the wrong place. Gasoline generators should never be inside at all. They should be outside. Now, I've got a generator, but it's propane, so mine is outside the house, and it's a totally different story. And it supplies power when I need to have it when the power goes off, just like here at the radio station. But for those of you that have the manual generators and are gasoline-operated, for God's sakes, put the thing outside and keep it at least 10 to 15 feet away from the house. Don't put it in the garage. Don't put it in your storage shed. Anywhere where it can, the fumes can build up and come into your home. Because it might be the last breath you take. You get sleepy, you fall asleep, boom. We find you 2 or 3 days later when your neighbors call up and go, hey, we haven't seen Fred in 3 days. What's going on? And by the way, good morning, Flip. I don't know. Why don't you call him up and ask him? Oh, yes. What a world we live in. And again, this is quite an interesting day we're having here because everybody's in storm mode. They're all getting themselves set up to do whatever. I've had people calling me from all around the country saying, you guys are going to be all right? You guys are going to be all right? Yeah, we're going to be fine. We're going to be fine. But where they're not going to be all right until they figure this one out is Chicago and New York City and the other big blue cities where crime is just going nuts. Never mind the shootings. Yeah, they've had 118 people get shot over the weekend in New York and Chicago. 16 people killed in Chicago. 2 police officers wounded. Yeah, all of that has happened. But how about the stabbings? How about the muggings? How about the just general running over people by the people that have the younger people, and it seems to be younger people, that have no respect for anybody else, including themselves? Now, it's a shame. Because one Chicago alderman, I was watching him on Fox News, he described his city as a war zone. He said, Chicago is a war zone. And it's true. But we'll see where all that goes. We'll see where all that goes. Now, by the way, Senator James Clyburn, he happens to be the House Majority Whip. He has said Donald Trump may be forced to testify before the January 6th commission that's been formed. We'll see. But his words, not mine. And I'm not surprised that we would hear that. I'm not surprised at all. And over in Texas, you might know they have a little situation on the border. Flip, he was in Miami over the weekend and went back home. So you're a little bit late on that one. He was already here and went back. Okay, now, soldiers returning home from Afghanistan, it's been suggested, could help protect the U.S. border in Texas if they're sent there for rotation periods after they come back to the United States. That's been proposed by a Texas state representative, Steve Toth, who would like to see the military do just that. Makes sense to me, but again, you run into the Posse Comitatus thing where you got to be careful what it is they do along the border. And oh, by the way, death toll is now up to 28 in Surfside, Florida. Now, they did bring in some additional heavy equipment yesterday after they imploded the other building, the rest of the condo towers. They did do that. But we'll see how that works out, because they need to be able to do whatever it is that they need to do to recover as many more people as they can along the way. And that's not good work. Trust me, folks. Been there, done that a few times. That's not good work when you get in there and you have to do that. But you know, people need to have closure. They need to have closure. And also, let's not forget that Joe Biden, Mr. Joe Ice Cream Biden, my pal and friend, Greg Stube, congressman down there, South Sarasota, was on Newsmax yesterday. And he pointed out to the world that Joe Biden's brain freeze once again shows absolute weakness in our leader to the world. And boy, does it. When are we going to stop this stuff? I realize the alternative to Joe Biden is Kamala Harris. But this is elder abuse. They're taking a guy that's got dementia and they're running him into the ground. Literally. And it's such a shame to see this. Because we all know he's got dementia. All of us. By the way, Dr. Fauci, little Dr. Fauci, has said the unvaccinated account for 99.2% of the June COVID deaths. That's an interesting statistic, especially that figure. But he also says all the people going to the hospital lately with COVID haven't been vaccinated. Why did we know that was coming? All righty. I'll be right back. And when I come back, that firebrand known as Brooke Says from Brooke Talks America will be around. Don't go anywhere. We'll be coming right back.
When you need to know, the Captain's America Third Watch is the place to go. Overnight, live, 2 to 6 a.m. Eastern Time on this station. More common sense, conservative talk.
Looking for that edge during those intimate moments? We see many ads for enhancement, but the side effects include death. At GCN Team, we should change the Healthy Body, Brain, and Heart Pack to the Healthy Libido Pack. The brain and heart are not the only organs that require a healthy vascular system. For proper blood flow at the right moment, go to GCNteam.com or call 877-878-4203. That's 877-878-4203. That's 877-878-4203. You've been hearing Dr. Wallach talking about 90 essential nutrients, keeping the body healthy. GCNteam.com now has Beyond Tangy Tangerine Tablets, 60 plant-derived minerals, 16 vitamins, 12 amino acids, packed in a powerful tablet. But that's not it. 160,000 auric points, a knockout punch to free radicals. Call 877-878-4203 or go to GCNteam.com. That's 877-878-4203.
USA Radio News with Lance Pry.
National Hurricane Center is reporting Tropical Storm Elsa has moved over Florida Straits early Tuesday after unleashing heavy rains on Cuba Monday. The storm was packing maximum sustained winds of 60 miles an hour.
The U.S. military vacated Bagram Air Base on Friday after 20 years of fighting terrorists in the Afghan war. Afghan military officials reportedly said U.S. forces left in the dead of the night without notifying them. Afghan looters got there first and started stealing anything not nailed down. The base is now under Afghan government control. It was reported Monday Jennifer Dowker, a charter boat captain, recently discovered a 95-year-old bottle containing a note at the bottom of the Sheboygan River. The note, dated November 1926, read, "Will the person who finds this bottle return this paper to George Morrow, Sheboygan, Michigan?" George Morrow's daughter, Michelle, came forward and said that was so like her dad, who must have written it when he was 17 or 18. USA Radio News.
It's been tough talking to my doctor about constipation with belly pain, discomfort, and bloating. I finally laid all my symptoms out there and how they keep coming back. She said I may have irritable bowel syndrome with constipation, or IBS-C. We agreed it's time to try something different.
Linzess, or linaclotide, is a prescription medicine that treats IBS-C in adults. Linzess works differently than laxatives. It lets you have more frequent and complete bowel movements and helps relieve overall abdominal symptoms, belly pain, discomfort, and bloating. These symptoms were studied in combination, not individually. Do not give Linzess to children less than 6, and it should not be given to children 6 to less than 18. It may harm them. Do not take Linzess if you have a bowel blockage. Get immediate help if you develop unusual or severe stomach pain, especially with bloody or black stools. The most common side effect is diarrhea, sometimes severe. If it's severe, stop taking Linzess and call your doctor right away. Other side effects include gas, stomach area pain, and swelling. There could be more to your story with IBS-C. Visit a doctor in person or online. Say yes to Linzess. Learn more at Linzess.com or call 1-800-LINZESS. Sponsored by AbbVie and Ironwood Pharmaceuticals.
Now with orders to stay at home, public health concerns, the reality of illness due to pathogens and viruses, your health is at an all-time high risk. That's why it's critical to take a proactive approach to boost your immune system. You can with new nano-colloidal silver from Americare. Our patented process with tiny silver particles, 1/100th the size of a red blood cell, allows for maximum body absorption. Americare's nano-colloidal silver effectively disinfects your body internally, attacking pathogens and viruses while supercharging your immune system. Colloidal silver is antibacterial and antiviral. Simply put, it prohibits bacterial respiration, suffocating viral cells, preventing the virus from replicating. And now, due to public health concern, Americare is authorized to offer our lowest and best price ever, around $1 a day, but supplies are limited. Purchase nano colloidal silver now at immunesupportnow.com. That's immunesupportnow.com. These statements have not been evaluated by the Food and Drug Administration. This product is not intended to diagnose, treat, cure, or prevent any disease. Supplies are limited.
Hi, this is Mark Walters from Armed American Radio, and you're listening to the Captain's America Third Watch with Captain Matt Brute.
All righty, welcome back to the Captain's America Third Watch, and this portion of the program brought to you by our friends over at the Everglades Equipment Group. Now, you know, there's four different dealerships, Everglades Equipment Group, within the sound of my voice here in the state of Florida. And you folks that know about them, you know nothing runs like a deer. They are a John Deere affiliate. And they also offer not only reliable equipment, but also fair prices and extraordinary service. So run over there. Check them on out. They got everything that you could think of you could have. By the way, if you got a green thumb and you're working in the garden and whatnot and all that, they got all that great stuff there to help you with the gardening, too. So check them out. Everglades Equipment Group. Reliable equipment, fair prices, extraordinary service. And don't forget to tell them the captain sent you. There you go. All righty. Well, for a shortened segment today, because she didn't know about it because she didn't call early enough, it's Brooke Says, and good morning to you.
Good morning.
We are in tropical segment, tropical storm segment, and you're only going to be around for one segment today, and then I got to get to all the local stuff. All right, here we go. Let's get started here with all these people that were shot over the weekend, 118 people in two cities alone, and one Chicago alderman says his city is now a war zone.
I mean, there are two things that happen every year that you know they're going to be shooting, and it's astronomical. One is the shooting in Chicago, always, at 4th of July, and the other is an MLK parade. So why does this happen? Why is it understood that there will be such things always? Mm-hmm. It's crazy. You know, Chicago, but here's the thing. At least the mayor's black. right? Yep. At least the mayor's black and female, because that's good enough, apparently. You know, this is what she said, actually. When she was confronted about that, she was like, well, this mayor had it, in, you know, Daley and Rahm Emanuel, and it's like, you know, they voted for her because of some stupid reasons, and, you know, they get what they get. She doesn't care. She's a moron. She's a complete moron. And, you know, if you get, if you insist on voting Democrat, or you insist on voting melanin or gender, that's the kind of quote-unquote leadership that you're going to get. But at least there wasn't pooping in a bucket like there was in New York City at the subway. So there is that. Yeah, it's insane.
Now, how about this Marxist Democratic representative called Cori Bush in her 4th of July message, this land was stolen and black people still aren't free?
Well, I don't, you know, I don't know who listens to this show, but I hope that there are, you know, people that are completely
lots
offended
of people.
About that.
Lots of
well,
people.
No, I mean, I hope there are a lot of black people that listen to this show.
Oh, they do.
That nonsense. Why Democrats are selling oppression. I wrote an article about this. Black votes matter. It's the only thing that matters to Democrats, including, by the way, black Democrats. Mm-hmm. Why would you sell this garbage to your own people? Mm-hmm. You know, they, it's like talking about the stolen, they don't, they're giving their own smallpox blanket to their own people. This is what they're doing. And it's disgusting. It's like, why would you say that people, you're free, but just because you don't act like it doesn't mean you're not free.
Mm-hmm.
So there is profit in self-imposed oppression. Look at Gwen Berry. Look at, she's representing the United States of America as a free black woman who can do whatever the hell she wants, and that's how she's going to behave on the world stage. They're selling this. And the, and by the way, the correlation between Chicago and what Cori Bush says, that's the correlation. No value of life, no value of self, you're a slave, you're not free. You know, that's what happens. And abortion. This is what happens. What Chicago every year, every weekend, every day happens in Chicago is the result of that. You have to stop voting for Democrats.
Now, I'm going to skip by something and go back to something, but here's what I want to go to. Black community leaders have now exposed Georgia's Stacey Abrams saying she's not who you think she is. Well,
I don't know.
Who is she? Who is she?
I don't know, but I definitely need to talk about Eric Adams in New York City for sure.
Yeah, we're going to get to that.
I don't know. I don't know what that is about.
Well, Wednesday, tomorrow, they're going to have the results of that new way of voting there. And I'll make a prediction right now that Ayok and de Blasio's candidate winds up winning.
Even 100%.
No, Eric Adams was ahead.
100%. Mm-hmm. And I hope, again, along the same line of inquiry, I hope people realize when, this is my hope, when they steal, if they're able to steal that election from Eric Adams, he rightfully won it. Here's the thing, Tucker's been talking about this. The white liberals in New York City do not want a black man talking about law and order. They don't want him talking about, or anybody for that matter, but you know, this candidate is a black man. He's considered a quote unquote conservative candidate. They don't want someone who goes against the liberal narrative. So they're going to realize. Watch. They're going to realize that the election was stolen from Trump as well. 100%. That man should be mayor, and he would clean up that city. The person that's going to go in there is, and by the way, what's going to happen? More black deaths. So black lives don't matter. Black votes matter to Democrats.
Now, how about Rudy Giuliani and the fact that a pair of Brooklyn-based far-left attorneys who actually threw firebombs at NYPD officers during last year's Black Lives Matter rally can still practice law in New York State while Rudy cannot? How about that one?
Well, I mean, it's the same reason that gets them, you know, stealing the election from Eric Adams. So it's insanity. I'm not sure. That's a Soros thing. I don't know why Soros is. And I'll just leave it at that. I don't know why these people can go around and get these communists in office, but this is what the result of apathy and complacency from the American citizenry. That bimbo, that helium tank balloon of a brain, Cortez, got 16,000 votes in total in the whole country, the whole world, 16,000 votes. She now runs the entire Democrat Party.
Mm-hmm.
So that's what happens when you stay home. And by the way, I want to ask this audience, I don't know if I asked you before when I was on, how many of you listening right now have actually called your senators to tell them to vote no on Chipman for ATF and no on Stone Manning for BLM, Bureau of Land Management? How many of you have done that? If you haven't done that, mm-hmm. then you need to turn in your AR-15s and you need to say goodbye to me.
Well, okay? He may not have the support from the Democrats because of all the complaints about him.
Well, whatever. But that's because people have called.
Yes.
Yes. This is the point.
Yep.
The reason that someone like AOC or, you know, Maxine Waters or Frederica Wilson, who, by the way, we have a candidate running against her, Laverne Spicer, and you need to vote for her.
Good.
The reason why these morons get into office is because nobody is paying attention and nobody's active. Their side is active. They're well-funded. I don't know where the conservative billionaires. We're in very serious trouble, and if people don't get active, we're going to lose this country because Soros has attorneys general, state's attorneys, and district attorneys all over the country.
Right.
This is why all these BLMers get out. And by the way, the political, you know, I'm going to call them that. The political prisoners from January 6th are still in office. That's mm-hmm. why. So you better get active if you want to save your country.
We don't even know how many are locked up yet right now.
Yeah, I know. I mean, and yeah. So it's very serious, but that's mm-hmm. how you do it. Squeaky wheel gets the grease. Start squeaking.
Speaking of grease, outspoken Democratic Congresswoman Maxine Waters.
has asked
if the Declaration of Independence was meant only for white men.
Well, I mean, is this a conversation that we need to even have?
No, because everything's been racist lately. The 4th of July speech with Biden was racist.
I know. The reality of what is at the time. You know, it is what it is. You know, here's what it is. I tweeted this out. The Democrats want the flag divided into many colors. The conservatives, the right, wants the many colors divided, united under one flag. That tells you everything you need to know. This is all about votes. Guess what's going to happen next year, the midterms? Votes, 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 votes. And by the way, they all know what they did in November. They also know that millions of people whose votes they think they own, like chattel, are moving away from them. They just lost McAllen, Texas. The mayoralty of McAllen, Texas.
Actually, three cities along the border, three.
Yes, mm-hmm. but this is my point.
Yep.
And that's just Hispanic. But they know what happened. Dade County, they knew that there were massive amounts of black voters and Hispanic voters in Dade County. They knew that they were in big trouble. That's why they stopped counting in all these other places, too. Okay? They know what's happening. They have polling. Biden's going down and everything like that. So.
Okay. Well, here comes the music, my dear. It's Brooke Talks America. BrookTalksAmerica.com. Her show is on Saturday night, 7 p.m. on my flagship station. I got to go because I got to go back to the hurricane stuff here.
Let me know if you want to sponsor my show.
Oh, there you go. Thank you. All right. Bye-bye. All right. That's Brooke Says from Brooke Talks America. And I'll be right back. Going to update you on the hurricane, on the tropical.
Hey, everybody. If you've ever thought about heirloom beans as a storable survival food, I've got great news. In fact, I'll bet it's the best news you've heard in a while. Here's the thing. We've just received a fresh batch of gourmet heirloom beans, survival soup beans. These beans are gorgeous, highly nutritious, and above all, with no hesitation whatsoever, the best tasting beans in the entire world. The best part? We've dropped the price by 33% this week for listeners who know higher food prices are coming and want an inflation hedge you can actually eat if you want to. Gets even better. With your permission and with the high regard for your health and well-being, I also want to send you 2 pounds of what we think is the single most underrated superfood in the world, period. Go to soupbeansurvival.com, that's soupbeansurvival.com, and discover the real reason we're giving this unusual superfood away. At soupbeansurvival.com, that's soupbeansurvival.com.
Complement your health with hemp-derived cannabinoid oil.
We've always believed that the closer to Earth, the better it is for our bodies. Our hemp-derived cannabinoid oil is phytocannabinoid-rich, full-spectrum, and organically grown. Finally, hemp made easy, clean, and effective. GCNHemp.com or call 877-878-4203. That's right, we cut through the red tape. It's now available at GCNHemp.com or call 877-878-4203.
Jake was in big trouble with the IRS. He owed how much?
$92,000.
Ouch. The IRS left no room for Jake to breathe.
They put a lien on my house, took all the money out of my bank account, took money out of my paychecks. So it was a nightmare.
He needed help fast.
I figured that all these companies were the same until I called Federal Tax Management. You could just tell they knew what they were talking about. Right then and there, I felt like I had some hope.
Stop the liens, levies, and garnishments fast and qualify for one of several special IRS programs that could reduce or even eliminate your tax debt. So, how'd it go for Jake?
They did what they said they would do. They came through for me. I ended up saving an unbelievable amount. I was so jazzed. I was extremely happy.
If you owe more than $10,000 in back taxes, take Jake's advice.
Give Federal Tax Management a phone call. If they help me, they can help anybody.
Call the Federal Tax Management Hotline now. 800-503-8625. 800-503-8625. 800-503-8625.
No matter how large or small your digging project may be, no matter how urban or rural, you must always call 811 before any digging project. 811 is our national one-call number, alerting your local utility companies to come out and mark any lines they have near your dig site. So before you do this or this, make sure you do this. For digging projects big or small, make the call to 811, brought to you by Common Ground Alliance.
Deb's constipation with belly pain, discomfort, and bloating kept giving her grief. She talked to her doctor to get some relief. Turns out Deb had irritable bowel syndrome with constipation or IBS-C, which was a start. Saying yes to Linzess helped her do her part.
Linzess, or linaclotide, is a prescription medicine that treats IBS-C in adults. Linzess works differently than laxatives. It lets you have more frequent and complete bowel movements and helps relieve overall abdominal symptoms, belly pain, discomfort, and bloating. These symptoms were studied in combination, not individually. Do not give Linzess to children less than 6, and it should not be given to children 6 to less than 18. It may harm them. Do not take Linzess if you have a bowel blockage. Get immediate help if you develop unusual or severe stomach pain, especially with bloody or black stools. The most common side effect is diarrhea, sometimes severe. If it's severe, stop taking Linzess and call your doctor right away. Other side effects include gas, stomach area pain, and swelling. There could be more to your story with IBS-C. Talk to a doctor today. Say yes to Linzess. Learn more at Linzess.com or call 1-800-LINZESS. Sponsored by AbbVie and Ironwood Pharmaceuticals.
This is Mark Walters from Armed American Radio, and you're listening to the Captain's America Third Watch with Captain Matt Bruce.
Thank you very much, Mr. Mark. And you'll hear him on many of these same stations Sunday night from 8 to 11 p.m. with his Armed American Radio Monster Cast. Now, this portion of the program brought to you by our friends at Dominic's Blinds and Decor down there in Sarasota. They're located at 4540 Clark Road at McIntosh, just across the railroad tracks on the south side of Clark Road. All their blind shades and shutters are made in the U.S. of A., and they happen to be a Hunter Douglas dealer, too. Now, unlike the big box stores, Dominic's offers installation, on-site cleaning, parts and repairs, and you can stop by and see Jill and the gang in the store, or just give them a call at 941-922-2345 to set up an appointment for service. Now, remember, all military and first responders get a discount on your purchase at Dominic's Blinds and Decor, 4540 Clark Road in Sarasota. The number to call again, 941-922-2345. That's 941-922-2345. And don't forget to tell them the captain sent you. Dominic's Blinds and Decor. All right, before I get into all the different weather-related things here with the tropical storm, we'll go to the phone call, phone line. Let's see, 60 seconds with Todd. Go.
Let's get down to business, ladies and gentlemen. Let me tell you, man, Irvin, okay, Tebow, I want you taking 80 snaps after practice from the shotgun. I want you taking 80 snaps and throwing the ball over the field, because when Goldilocks gets knocked out, Irvin, I want Tebow in there. I don't want to see Gardner Minshew, okay? Okay, no one runs the spread. Tebow runs over the line. Who are you going to give the ball to on fourth and one? You're going to give it to Goldilocks. You're going to give it to Tebow, and he's going to get the first down. Let me say something about conservative talk radio. Donald Trump's rallies should be played all over the country, 24/7, on Hannity, on everybody's radio show, because Donald Trump is the Republican Party. Donald Trump is the only president, again, who got into office and did exactly what he told the American people was going to do. You know, the Democrats said, oh, it was Obama's economy. It was Obama's economy. Now you try and jump ship. That's how to be a Democrat, you have to lie consistently. Okay, there's no truth in you. Jesus said, I am the way, the truth, and the life, and no man cometh unto the Father but by me. For the Democrats, you're the liar, you're the liar, you're the liar. That's what you are, and that's what you'll always be. Stand up for our Lord and say, you preachers, get off the bench and stand up for Jesus Christ. Donald Trump won in a landslide, and this is the biggest corruption story in the history of America. Let's go. Get to work. Peace.
All righty. Todd in Tampa. I don't think he was passionate this morning, do you? Okay. Here we go. This is the 5 a.m. report, the closest one that we have to being the most accurate. A hurricane hunter's already flown through the storm again. Elsa is near the Florida Keys. We've now got, let's see, a hurricane watch that's been issued for some additional parts of the west coast of Florida, but we're in a hurricane. Yeah, a hurricane watch. Okay, whoa, what do you know? Okay, a hurricane watch has been issued for... let's see, West Central Florida, Big Bend, coast of Florida, from Egmont Key to the Steinlahatchee River. All right, so that's something that's a little bit different right now. Now, the location of the storm was about 50 miles southwest of Key West. This was at 5 o'clock, about 270 miles due south of Tampa, Florida. Maximum sustained winds with higher gusts were at 60 miles an hour. The present movement was north-northwest at 12 miles per hour. The minimum central pressure was down to 29.74 megabars. Now, this storm is going to slowly, all day today, stay out in the Gulf a little bit, but we'll be on the right side of it. And with the shear, the way that it is on the left side of the storm, everything will be on the right side of the storm, which means because the tropical force winds are out some 70 miles, you'll be feeling it all the way to Interstate 75 from the west coast of Florida all the way up to wherever it is when it decides to go inland, and maybe even beyond I-75 for that matter. But the fact of the matter is, folks, is that in looking at the discussion that's here right now, and I'm going to read this, it says at 5 a.m., the center of Tropical Storm Elsa was located near 24.1 north, longitude 82.4 west. It says on the forecast track, Elsa will pass near the Florida Keys this morning and move near or over portions of the west coast of Florida later today and continuing into Wednesday. Talks about the winds being maximum sustained winds at 60 miles an hour with higher gusts. It also talks about slow strengthening is forecast through tonight. And Elsa could be near hurricane strength before it makes landfall in Florida. Now, I told you that several hours ago because it looked like that's what was going to happen. And based on my past experience with the storms, when they do what they do, this could have been a Category 1. It looks like it might happen. However, when it gets on land, which it's going to be eventually, it'll weaken very quickly. Now, they've already had a gust of wind at Sand Key, Florida, measured at 45 miles per hour. And wind isn't going to be the big problem. The big problem is going to be the water. And that's what kills people, usually, water, okay? People drive into water, their cars go down, they lose control of their vehicles, and down they go, and away they go, or they try to walk through water. It's deeper than what they think. The current catches them, and away they go. Now, Englewood, Florida to Ocala River, including all of Tampa Bay, 3 to 5 foot on the surge. Bonita Beach, Florida to Englewood, Florida, including Charlotte Harbor, the surge will be 2 to 4 feet. The Ocala River to the Okeechobee River, 2 to 4 feet. Flamingo, Florida to Bonita Beach, Florida, 1 to 3 feet. Craig Key, Florida to Dry Tortugas, 1 to 2 feet. And that's the way things are sizing up with the surge. Now, rain, yep, we'll have rain. will have 3 to 5 inches. That'll be the localized maximum totals, however, will be up to 8 inches through Wednesday. Some areas may get more. There may be isolated pockets. But this will result in considerable flash and urban flooding, along with minor to isolated moderate river flooding all across the area. Surf is going to be rough. Don't even think about it. Riptide is going to be dangerous. And a few tornadoes will be possible today through tonight across the Florida Peninsula. Now, the tornado threat will continue on Wednesday across North Florida into southeast Georgia. And when the storm goes up the East Coast, which it's going to, through the low country of South Carolina, and, of course, the tornado threat should shift into eastern Carolinas and to the far southeastern part of Virginia come Thursday as the storm moves way up that-a-way. Now, we've known and we've been watching Elsa for a number of days. We've told you to get prepared. We've told you this is not a drill. And if you haven't done it by now, and you're not going to get it done by, say, 10 or 11 o'clock this morning, you may not have an opportunity to do it at all. So if you need something from the store, go do it now. Don't dally. Go do it now. And for those of you tonight, if you're working here in Tampa and you're headed back home, say, over the bridge, you might want to check before you go that way, because if the winds are up, we all know what happens to the Sunshine Skyway Bridge. Also, Fred down in Fort Lauderdale. Captain, no bathtub where I reside, but we can fill up empty water bottles, okay, and keep them on hand. That's true. Per your suggestion, I purchased crackers and cheese and peanut butter and devoured all of them last night. Now, come on, Fred. That's not fair. So, Fred's fooling around a little bit, but down Port Lauderdale. Fred, if you can, let me know what the weather's like. I got about 30 seconds or so. Let me know what the weather's like down there. I've been seeing that things were getting interesting down there. So, let me know if you can. And, of course, the other thing is today it's Have Lunch with the Captain Day. I will be at Mission Barbecue from 11:30 to 1:30. People got to eat, right? So we're going to be there. We'll have our lunch and meet the gang there. I think Fred will be there, our World War II and Korean and Vietnam veteran. I believe he's going to be there, per John Zach. And Eric, what are you saying here? I'll give you one last chance of airtime here. What are you saying? Everyone be well and stay safe. If you're en route to the west coast of Florida, remember to check on those less fortunate elderly neighbors. Yeah, you're right. You're right. Check on your neighbors. You're doggone right, Eric, because you never know. And by the way, generators again, for God's sakes, be careful. Keep them outside if you can. And George, I saw your message there, George from Minnesota. Okay. We'll be back tonight. And I guarantee you, we'll be sitting here along with you in the southwestern part of Florida, with the wind blowing and the rain howling. So have yourself a great day, and I'll see you guys at Mission Barbecue today, 11:30. Have a great day. God bless America.
We've entered a time where sky truly is the limit and opportunity awaits. The Internet has become a platform of everyone's worldwide communications. Billionaires building businesses on platforms that didn't even exist a generation ago. But in the sea of noise, how can the voice of your business be heard? The secret is over 100 years old. Radio. 228% more effective than TV. That's 228% more effective than television. Brick and mortar and cyber businesses alike have found radio to be the most effective for building a brand and delivering customers. Learn the secrets of radio advertising by calling 877-996-4327 or email advertise@gcnlive.com. That's advertise@gcnlive.com.